Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Friday we bring you helpful information about a subject that's of interest to just about everyone: health. The following is an article from the online website medicalnewstoday.com. The article was written by Erica Watts. Could a low-calorie keto diet help reverse biological aging? Obesity affects more than 40% of adults in the United States, and one of the health concerns related to obesity is how it affects different systems in the body. When a person's body ages higher than their chronological age, this can put them at a higher risk of developing chronic diseases. It's also linked to a shorter lifespan. The scientists who conducted the new study further explored obesity and its epigenetic aging. They found that people with obesity who were on a very low-calorie ketogenic diet for 180 days had an epigenetic age of more than 6 years lower than when they started. The study findings appear in Nutrients. Ketogenic diets, once primarily used by people with epilepsy to reduce seizures, are popular for weight loss. The thinking behind ketogenic diets is that by consuming a reduced amount of carbs, typically under 50 grams of carbs per day, people can put their bodies into metabolic ketosis and shed fat more quickly. This approach is somewhat controversial, since a food group is restricted, and some evidence suggests it may cause low-density lipoprotein or LDL cholesterol to rise, which is linked to a higher risk of developing heart disease or having a stroke. Obesity is linked to a body mass index, or BMI, of 30 or higher, and it can accelerate biological aging by altering DNA methylation patterns, which are measured using epigenetic clocks. When someone's biological age is higher than their chronological age, they are susceptible to premature aging and a shorter lifespan. The researchers in the new study explored accelerated epigenetic aging, obesity, and whether a very low ketogenic diet could impact this aging measurement. They tested this using Horvath, Hanum, and Levine age clocks in a cross-sectional cohort of two groups and a longitudinal cohort. Group 1 of the cross-sectional cohort consisted of 20 people at a normal weight. Group 2 of the cross-sectional cohort included 28 people with obesity. The longitudinal cohort consisted of 10 people with obesity. For the cross-sectional cohort, the researchers focused on determining biological age. With the longitudinal cohort, they put the group on a very low-calorie ketogenic diet for 180 days and took blood samples baselines. After 30 days on the very low-calorie ketogenic diet, and at the 180-day endpoint to assess biological age. When comparing the normal weight and obesity weight age groups, the researchers found that people in the obesity group had higher biological age. People with obesity had an accelerated epigenetic age of 4.4 years, while people in the normal weight group exhibited a deceleration of 3.1 years. While this discrepancy in aging between normal weight and obesity groups was concerning, the researchers established with their longitudinal cohort that it is possible to reverse the aging process through nutritional choices. When analyzing blood samples taken at 30 days on nutritional ketosis, when the body is thought to be in the process of burning fat, the participants had an age deceleration of 6.1 years. At the 180-day endpoint, the participants sustained age deceleration with an average age deceleration of 6.2 years. The researchers suspect that being in nutritional ketosis is responsible for decelerated aging. They noted that levels of beta-hydroxybutyrate, a ketone body produced during ketosis, were linked to slower biological aging. In addition to experiencing an age deceleration, people on the very low-calorie ketogenic diet saw improvements in glucose and insulin levels, which is significant since people with obesity are at a higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes. Overall, the scientists established that obesity and biological aging are connected and that it can potentially be reversed. The researchers noted that larger studies should be conducted to reinforce and consolidate the role of ketone bodies in the epigenetic regulation of aging. Mir Ali, MD, a board-certified general surgeon, bariatric surgeon, and medical director of Memorial Care Surgical Weight Loss Center at Orange Coast Medical Center in Fountain Valley, California, spoke with Medical News Today about the study. The key factors through which obesity affects aging is by inducing greater inflammation, oxidative stress, and mitochondrial dysfunction. Ali, who was not involved in this research, said when explaining how obesity can accelerate biological age. Stress and inflammation cause increased breakdown of critical cellular functions in the body, leading to accelerated aging, he continued. As for the study results, Ali found them interesting, but was not convinced that the very low-calorie ketogenic diet alone was responsible for the age deceleration. A very low-calorie ketogenic diet does show benefits, but any weight loss leading to a patient achieving a healthy weight has been shown to improve all medical conditions and prolong the lifespan. It is difficult to definitively conclude that the type of diet is independent of the weight loss, noted Ali. Tiffany Marie Hendricks, MD, double board certified in family and lifestyle medicine, also weighed in on the study for MNT. Hendricks, who was not involved in the study, is affiliated with Full Health and Wellness in Athens, Alabama. She addressed the very low-calorie ketogenic diet from a clinical perspective. Hendricks had some concerns about the safety and sustainability of this approach. Translating very low-calorie ketogenic diet findings into critical guidelines faces several challenges, she told us. Hendricks explained that very low-calorie ketogenic diet involves severe calorie restriction, typically under 800 kilocalories per day, and high fat intake, which may pose risks like nutrient deficiencies, electrolyte imbalances, or ketoacidosis, if not properly monitored. The study does not report adverse events in detail, but long-term safety data are lacking, especially for vulnerable populations, e.g., the elderly and those with kidney issues. If you want to learn more about AIRS LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Friday with more helpful information related to your health. I'm Roger Baker.